Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Tears to Breakthrough radio show with host author Carolyn Ritter Watson, breaking through tears, bondage, loss, and hurt, equipping you with tools to execute your God-given purpose. Remember to order your copy of Tears in a Bottle now, available on Amazon.com, and receive a free companion guide.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough radio show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed. Good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I'm so glad that you have joined me this morning. Oh, my God, I just am so full. I went to the Empire Conference yesterday in Atlanta, that, you know, with the Warrior Nation, Kelly Lane, and it was so powerful and impactful, and I am so full right now, and I just want to burst, let me just tell you. And so God gave me a word for you this morning, and I want to share that word with you. He gave me a word and just dropped in my spirit that God is preparing us. He's preparing us. We are in a preparation season, amen. So I want you to be encouraged this morning that God is preparing you for the next level blessing. And I just want you to declare that with me right now, that God is preparing you for your next level blessing. Amen. So come on in and prepare yourself for your message. And you know how I like to set the atmosphere with some praise and worship. Amen. We're going to run the devil out this morning. Amen. There's no room for him in this season. There's no room for him in this place and in this space. Amen. You know, so we got to run him out with the word of God. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Hallelujah. You know, God inhabits the praises of his people. So we want to just give God honor this morning and praise this morning. Amen. And when we praise God and worship God, it actually confuses the enemy. So we're going to bring him to a state of confusion today. Amen. So just begin to praise God. Hallelujah. And take a deep breath and breathe in all of his blessings, all of his promises, which are yes and amen. Okay? Here we go. Breathe.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe.
I feel like a ship
and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in.
It's the air.
Come on, he's given us the ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis.
It's the air.
Come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Come on, come on, come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, say it again.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the air I breathe. Did you just breathe in all the blessings of God, all of his promises, which are yes and amen? You know, we have to breathe out all of the mess of the enemy, amen, all of that stuff that he's trying to put in your head and keep on your mind and speak out of your mouth. We got to get rid of that stuff and just begin to breathe in all of God's promises, all of his blessings. Amen. You know, he loves us so much, and he promises to never leave you nor forsake you. And he promised you, he has so many promises for you. Amen. And so today we're going to be in Deuteronomy 8. I'm going to start at verse 16. And because this scripture, Deuteronomy 8, is preparing Israel for the next level, and also reminding them, you know, who's really in control, who's really giving them the power, amen, to get wealth. And so I just want to remind you today, you know, many times we think we can do things in our own strength, you know, and we know the story of the Israelites, you know, they had a wilderness experience, you know. We know the story. It's not just get your Bible and study the Word. Read Deuteronomy 8, just all the way through. Amen. And but, you know, God made a promise to them. And God is a promise keeper. He doesn't lie to us. He's not a man that he would lie to us. And so his promise, he kept his promise. But it wasn't God that had the problem. It was the Israelites who, you know, had the problem, because they just wandered around in the wilderness for all those years when they didn't have to. They didn't have to be out there for all those years, but they chose to be in the wilderness. And many times I know that there are things that happen in our lives that there's a lot of things that happen in our lives that we don't have control over, but there are a lot of things that happen in our lives that we do have control over. And so it's so important that we are obedient to God and serious about this walk and serious about being a follower of Christ, amen, so that God can fulfill some of his promises in our lives. He wants to fulfill all of his promises in our lives. And so, you know, God is a promise keeper. And just declare that with me right now. Say, God is a promise keeper. And so Deuteronomy 8 is preparing Israel for the next level, you know, the promise, but also reminding them of the promise keeper. God is our promise keeper. Amen. And so I'm just going to read that for you. Deuteronomy 8. I'm going to start at verse 16. And it says, in the wilderness, he fed you. Right? In the wilderness, he fed you manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you, to do good for you in the end. Hallelujah. Otherwise, you may say in your heart, my power and the strength of my hand made me this wealth. God doesn't want you taking the credit for what he does, amen. And many times we get, you know, when we get a little bit of success, we start giving ourselves accolades, patting ourselves on the back. And that's okay to a certain degree, but you cannot forget that it is God who gives you the power to get wealth, that it's in him that we live, that we move, that we have our very being. And so I'm going to continue to read. In verse 18 it says, "But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who is giving you power to make wealth, that he may confirm his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, and it as it is this day." And then verse 19, it goes on to say, "It shall come about if you ever forget the Lord your God and other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you today that you will surely perish, like the nations that the Lord makes to perish before you. So you shall perish because you would not listen to the voice of the Lord your God." And so we have to listen to the voice of God. Amen. You know, I always say when God gives us vision, he also makes provision. So he will always provide for the things that he calls you to. But I think many times we get so caught up in our own egos, we get so caught up thinking that we can do everything in our own strength. We cannot do anything in our own strength. We need God to guide us and lead us, and the Holy Spirit to just lead us into the things of God and give us wisdom concerning, you know, who we should talk to, who we should speak to, you know, what opportunities we should say yes to, which opportunities we should say no to, you know. And so there's a work that God has for each and every one of us. You know, those of you who follow me, you know I say this all the time. We were all created on purpose, for purpose. But as we know, you know, we in life, we're going to have things coming up against us. We're going to, in life, like the Israelites, we are going to have wilderness experiences. Amen. But it's not going to always be that way. And I just want to encourage someone today to not give up. No, don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your aspirations. But when you come up, don't forget that it is God who gives you the power to get the things that you have in your life. And even if you have not reached the place where you feel like you should be right now, just take a look around at what you already have. It is God who gave you the ability to get, you have your children, to have your marriage, to have your job, to have whatever blessings that he has already given you. It is he who gave you the power to have those things, to have access to those things, that car that you're driving, that house that you live in, or that apartment that you live in, or that job that you're working on every day, or that business that God has blessed you with. You know, it is he who gives you the power to get wealth. And wealth, I actually looked up the definition for wealth, right? And wealth is an abundance of valuable possessions. So it's abundance of valuable possessions or money, right? And so wealth can be defined as money, of course, yes. But there are so many wealthy places that God has already given us through our children and through our grandchildren. I mean, I know when I look at my grandchildren and my son and my husband, like, that right there alone, it takes me to a wealthy place, amen, because I am blessed. Because when I look at them, by definition, they are valuable to me. Remember, the definition of wealth is an abundance of valuable possessions or money. They are valuable to me, amen. And yes, I don't have all the money that I need, all the money that I want. Of course, I want increase. I'm praying for increase. Absolutely. We all could use more money, right? But sometimes we have to stop and just look at what God has already given us. You know, Scripture tells us that we have to, you know, if we can appreciate the things, the little things, he can, you know, give us access to even bigger things. And so sometimes we have to just stop and do an assessment and appreciate what God has already given us. You know, but I know that God dropped in my spirit this weekend that, you know, he is preparing us for the next level. He is preparing us for the next level. But we cannot forget that it is He who gives us the power to go to the next level. It is He that gives us the power to have wealth. Amen. And so, and that just simply means plentiful, being plentiful. Plentiful and supplying us with a particular resource. So God is always supplying us. You know, Scripture says that He will supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so God is providing us with what we need right now. It may not look like that to some of us. It might not. You know, by your definition, you might be thinking, listen, I need more. I mean, I know that I need more as well, but I'm trusting God that He will supply all my need. But at the end of the day, I know that it is He who gives me power to get wealth. It is He who gives me the power to get anything worth having in this world. Amen. And so I just want to encourage you today that God wants to use you right where you are to establish His covenant, because that's the thing. When God blesses us, He doesn't just bless us because He just blesses us just to bless us. No, He blesses us to be a blessing to others. You know, He blesses us to establish His kingdom, right? And so God wants to use you and me to establish His covenant, not for you to keep, you know, keep it all to yourself, but to establish His kingdom. Amen. And so He wants us to have wealth because we know that we cannot do anything in this world without money, right? And ministry, you know, I mean, I know in ministry there are certain limits that I have because if I don't have the money to do them, I just won't be able to do them. But at the same time, I have to trust God. I have to walk by faith and not by sight. I can't always rely on the fact that, you know, I don't have this and I don't have that, because I'm trusting God that, you know, if He gave me the vision for this ministry, then He will make provision for me to do the things that He has called me to do. And so I want to encourage you in that as well. Now, just hold that thought. I'm going to go to a commercial break. And when I come back, we're going to continue. Amen. But I just want you to trust God that, you know, he wants us to walk in wealthy places today. Amen.
Hey, Flynn, what are you doing? I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone Shop for a Cause. This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits? Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping. Wow, they even offer personal shopper services? Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in. What is their contact info? You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.
All right, family, I am back. That's Layla Simone Shop for a Cause, where you can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Many of you know that is the business that I run with my beautiful granddaughter, Layla. And we support nonprofits that support women in crisis. That includes domestic violence shelters and breast cancer awareness and research and some youth-related nonprofits. And so check us out, amen. But today we are walking in wealthy places. God wants to take us to the next level so that we can walk in wealthy places, amen. And but it's important that we don't forget that it is He who gives us the power and the ability to get wealth, amen. And wealth comes in many forms. I mean, like I was saying earlier, I believe that I am wealthy. I'm in a wealthy place when I look at my husband, when I look at my son, when I look at my grandchildren. That is wealth to me. I mean, there is nothing more valuable than my family. Amen. To me, there is nothing more valuable. So that right there has taken me, God has taken me in a wealthy place simply because they're healthy, you know, and they're in my life. Amen. And we just have to begin to appreciate God for who He is and appreciate and stop taking Him for granted and stop always wanting, you know, we're always many times I believe we're always in a wanting mode. I want more, I want more, I want more, when we're not even stopping to appreciate what God has already given us. And so, but God wants to take us to the next level. He dropped that in my spirit, you know. He is preparing us for the next level, and one of the ways he is preparing us is by just having us take an assessment of what he's already given us. Just look around and appreciate all that God has already given you, right? What has he already given you? And then what has he already placed in your hand? You know, when we're talking about finances, you know, many times I know so many people who are struggling financially, but what has God placed in your hand that you can use to create, you know, different streams of income in your life so that you can, you know, increase in your finances? God gives us gifts and talents, amen? And he gives us those gifts and those talents for a reason. I mean, you may be struggling in your finances, and you may be an excellent cook. Guess what? Sell some dinners, amen. I know people who sell dinners, amen. I know a lady who used to sell dinners. You know, she was struggling. She left her husband because he was abusive, took her child, and the way that she made money was she was actually on welfare, and she took her food stamps, and she purchased food, and she sold, she cooked, and she sold dinners, and that ended up creating a catering business for her. So she used her skills, her skills in the kitchen to create wealth for her family, and she has a very successful catering business now, right? Now, she could have chosen to just sit there and struggle and stay on welfare, and I'm not, you know, I'm not, you know, putting it down, but I just believe that that's a place where we should be temporarily. We're not, that's not something that we should be striving to stay in that status, you know. No, God wants us to come up. He wants to take us to wealthy places, amen. He wants to take you to the next level. And so what she did was she took the skills that she had, which she's an excellent cook. She took her food stamps. She bought food. She made dinners, and she sold those dinners in her neighborhood. And the word got out, and now she has a very successful catering business. And so my question to you is, you know, what are you going to do with the skills and the talents that God has blessed you with? God is preparing you for your next level. So number one, you need to appreciate what God has already done in your life. Just look around, do an assessment, appreciate what he has already done in your life. And number two, what has God placed in your hands? What talents, what gifts that has God already placed inside of you? You know, you can, there's some things that you can do. I know a lady that, I mean, I have plenty of stories because I know a lot of entrepreneurs. I know a woman who took, when I say, what do you have in your hands, she had a lot of extra clothing, old clothes that her children outgrew. She took those clothing, and every weekend she used to go to flea markets and sell those clothes. And out of that, she started a vintage shop. Some people call them thrift shops. But she created a business out of that. I mean, I remember when I was a single mom, I kind of did the same thing with my son. I had him clean out his room of old toys, and I took old clothes that he outgrew and old clothes that I outgrew, and we would go every month to the flea markets, and we would sell those things. And I was teaching him entrepreneurship back then. Now I'm teaching my granddaughter entrepreneurship, but I actually had him sell his old toys, and he used to be excited about that because he's like, wow, Mommy, I made money by selling the things that he had no more use for. And so there's always something that we can do. So in this season of your life, God is preparing you for your next level, but in order for you to get to your next level blessing, you have to first appreciate what God has already done for you. So stop being like the Israelites, murmuring and complaining in your wilderness experience, and begin to appreciate God, first of all, for who he is. And for who he is in your life, it is he who will give you power to get wealth. Amen. You can't do it on your own. But God has already given you something on the inside of you. He has already given you certain skills. He's already given you certain talents. What are you going to do with those skills and with those talents that God has already given you? You know, and some of you, I talk to women all the time about telling their stories. You know, some of you just need to open up your mouth and share your story. Then the world will you know, because then the world will be able to hear your story and somebody else will be able to overcome by your testimony. Amen. There is somebody waiting to hear your testimony. Some of you need to write a book. God has called some of you to write books and tell your story. God is preparing you for the next level. While you're in this wilderness experience, God is preparing you for the next level. Amen. Your next level blessing. So just declare that with me right now. Say, God is preparing me for my next level blessing. He absolutely is. I want you to hold that thought. I'm going to actually go to a music break, and then I will be right back. Be encouraged and not discouraged. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Some days it seems like it'd be easier to just let go.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter Watson.
Yes, family, I am back, and you are too close. Don't you dare give up. You are too close to your next level blessing. And just declare that with me right now. Say, I am too close to my next level blessing, and I will not give up. Today we are talking about our next level blessing because God wants us to be blessed. He absolutely does. That's our Heavenly Father who loves us so much. He wants to take you to the next level, but first he wants you to appreciate the things that he has already blessed you with. Amen. He wants you to look around, do an assessment, and be grateful for what he has already blessed you with. Amen. And then he wants you to use what he has already given you. I used the example earlier about, you know, the girl that was on welfare, a single parent, and she used her food stamps to cook dinners, sell dinners, and now she has a very successful catering business. I also used the other example of me with my son when he was a little boy and money was funny, and so I would take, you know, old clothes that we no longer needed, clothes that he outgrew, clothes that I didn't need anymore, his old toys, and we would go to flea markets and we would sell them. Amen. And another lady, she did the same thing that I know, and she actually has a successful vintage store now, well, thrift shop, if you will. But the bottom line is God wants you to use what he has already given you. Some of you are sitting on your gifts and sitting on your talents. Some of you, God has already told you to open up your mouth and speak and share your story. Some of you, God has told you to write a book and tell your story. Let me just tell you, if you don't open your mouth and share your story, and I don't even know who this is for right now, but if you do not open your mouth and share your story, then the world will not know what you have to offer. The world will not know what you have to offer, and you will not get to the next level because God's not going to take you there if you're not going to use the gifts and the talents that he's already given you. Amen. You know, you are the solution to someone else's problem. I mean, just declare that with me right now. Say, I am the solution to someone else's problem, whether that is through cooking, whether that is through preaching and teaching, whether that is through, you know, I mean, I don't know, music, you know, can you sing? I mean, can you dance? Like, you know, God has given you something. He's given you the art of something. He gives all of us gifts and talents. You know, is it cooking? Is it baking? Like, what is it? There's something. It's up to you to figure out what that thing is. But he's already blessed you. And so many times we're, you know, like the Israelites, they murmured and complained. They murmured and complained, right? And many of you are murmuring and complaining instead of thanking God and being grateful for where he has already brought you from. Amen. He's already taken you through some wilderness experiences. He's already gotten you through some things. You're not even appreciating where he's already brought you from. Amen. But I'm here to tell you today that God wants to take you to the next level. He wants to give you a next level blessing. He is preparing you in the wilderness for your next level blessing. And he wants you to use what he's already given you. What has he already put in your hands? What gifts, what talents has he already given you? I want you to think about that as I go into prayer. Father God, we thank you today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to not be ungrateful with the things that you have already blessed us with. We thank you for our families, Lord God. We thank you for our homes, the fact that we're not homeless, Lord. You know, we thank you that we have transportation, those of us who have transportation. And those of us who don't have transportation, we thank you that we have legs to walk, Lord God. Hallelujah. There's so many things that you have already blessed us with. You've already given us a voice to talk, Lord God. And so we take so much for granted. And so we repent right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We will turn away from having that negative attitude and always murmuring and complaining and not appreciating what you've already done for us, Lord God. Help us to see and appreciate what you've already given us, Lord God. Help us to see that this is a preparation season even though some of us may be in the wilderness, you are preparing us for the next level blessing, Lord God. Hallelujah. But you can't get us there if we can't appreciate where you've already brought us. And so help us to see, Lord God. And then, Lord God, help, bless the works of our hands, Lord God. You have given us so much, so many gifts and so many talents, Lord God. Help us to those who don't know what they should be doing, Lord God, those who are not clear about their call, Holy Spirit, guide them. Guide them into all truth. Hallelujah, because, Lord God, you created all of us on purpose for a purpose, so we all have a purpose on this earth, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, that it is you who give us the power to get wealth. Help us to remember that it is you who give us power to get wealth. It is you who are going to take us into those wealthy places, Lord God. It is you, Lord God. And right now I speak a third John blessing over everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray above all things that we will prosper, that we will be in health even as our soul prospers in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. I declare and decree that you are walking in wealthy places today. Amen. I declare and decree that wealth and riches are lying in your household today. Amen. But I pray that you will appreciate that which God has already given you. Appreciate that those things that God has already brought you out of. Amen. Those wilderness experiences, right? You know, we can't take God for granted. Amen. Many of us take God for granted. And so I want to encourage you today to be encouraged and not discouraged. This was your Sunday morning inspiration session with Carol and Ritter Watson. This is your Tears to Breakthrough moment. Amen. Don't forget, ladies, to join me online in our private Facebook group, where you will be inspired and empowered daily. Oh, my God. I'm still so pumped and so excited about the Empire Conference with the Warrior Nation and Kelly Elaine. You know, it was such a blessing, and it was so awesome just listening to the ladies' testimonies and just being poured into. You know, sometimes, especially us as leaders, you know, we need to be poured into, because we put out, we pour out, we pour out, we pour out, and sometimes we have to take the time to be poured into. And so I was poured into, and I'm full right now, and so I'm excited about those wealthy places. I'm excited that even in my life, God is preparing me for the next level blessing, amen. And he's preparing you for your next level blessing, even those of you who might be experiencing that wilderness experience. You know, you might be in a very dry place right now, but God's going to bring you out that thing, amen. God bless you. I will see you next time right here at the Sunday morning inspiration session. Be encouraged, not discouraged. You know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt. God bless you. I'll see you next time.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies. say amen.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.